What's going on, Sister Girls? Today, we are back with another episode of the Sister Girl Podcast. And this episode, I really, really wanted to get kind of deep into this topic because it's not really talked about, spoken about in our community of, you know, Sister Girls. So, the topic of celibacy. Have you ever thought about being celibate? Did you become celibate? And then you was like, nah, that's not for me. It's too deep. But here today, we have two sister girls, Destiny Mabry and Sade Solomon, who are best friends, and they both are celibate. So introduce yourself, Destiny. Hello? I can't hear you. Say that again.
I'm Destiny. What's up?
Hey, Destiny. So how old are you, and what made you decide to become celibate?
I just turned 27, Scorpio. Season was over, but still, I'm still Scorpio. And I decided to become celibate for a lot of reasons, but one of the main reasons was because I really felt like I needed to make a change overall in my life, and that change had to start with me and my connection with God.
Okay, so Sade, introduce yourself and let us know your age and why did you choose to become celibate?
Hi, I'm Sade. My age, I'm 30 years old, and the reason why I decided to become celibate, pretty long story, but I'll keep it short. It was towards the end of a 7-year relationship, and I had began to become really close to God, and he pretty much spoke to me and told me that he had so much more in store for me, and in order for me to get everything that he had for me, I had to live a life that was true. So it was more so for, I would say, religious, spiritual purposes, just living a truth. You know, like being a Christian woman and actually living up to the standards that God has for me. So that's how it began, but it definitely has developed a lot since then.
Okay, now I'm with y'all and I'm 100%, you know, for the celibate life. I feel like, you know, in today's world, we kind of glorify sex. Like, it's everywhere. Like, even in, like, toothbrush commercials, candy commercials, I mean, it's always like the sexy, like it, we're like screaming sex all the time, 24/7. So it's like, how do you kind of stay committed to it?
Yeah, you're right. It is everywhere. It's all over the media, social media. So it's, I would definitely say it's not easy. I don't think I really thought about it fully before I made a vow to do it. So it definitely has been a journey for me. I just become careful of, like, my surroundings. I don't go certain places where I know I'll be tempted. I don't hang out with certain guys in certain situations where I know it'll be tempted, you know, tempting for me. Because we're human, regardless. We're going to feel emotions. We're women, you know. And then 30 is when you, like, peak your sexuality. So you just have to just be aware of, you know, for me, being aware of the vow that I made and making sure that I'm occupying my time and space the right way, if that makes sense.
And you, Destiny?
To be honest, I can't provide a solid, like, a definitive answer to how I stay committed to it. I picked up a hobby, which is reading. So that distracts me from thinking about daddy all the time. Like, the other day I was on Instagram and there was this guy that was basically living in slow motion, like no shirt on, like super sensual, and I'm like, all right, see? Like, it didn't turn me on. Like, and I feel like if I was looking at that maybe a year or two ago, I would have been like, wow, I get it. But it was just like scroll, like I wasn't into it. Other things stimulate me.
Okay, so we all know about the famous couple, actress Megan Good and Devon Franklin, who basically wrote a whole book called, you know, The Weight, and they basically told their stories of how they came to it as single people, and then they came to together and became committed to waiting until they got married to have sex. So my question to you ladies, and I know I'm sure a whole bunch of sister girls out there is probably who are thinking about becoming celibate are wondering, well, how do I do it and, you know, stay single and date, you know, because eventually they did find, you know, their soulmate or, you know, their husband and their wives, and they committed committed themselves to each other to wait together. But how do you do it as single women and kind of just like be like, okay, I'm really going to do this and, you know, hang out and, you know, go to bars, you know, do things that is age appropriate?
I would say to think of it as another hobby. Like, don't put it like with so, live your life normally. Like, let's say I like going out every Friday. Keep going out. In the back of your mind, that extra light bulb is there. I think I see what you're saying in terms of like Devon and Megan Good, but it's important to do things for yourself. And I think that when you genuinely do things for the sake of like bettering yourself, you will attract people that are trying to do the same, whether it's a mate or a friend. Right?
And you, Sarah?
I think for me, I think I've become more aware of my vulnerabilities. So I've been celibate for maybe 3 years.
Three years. No, I wasn't saying it like that. I don't know. You know what it was? I'm sorry, because we are having a candid conversation. Destiny had celebrated her 1 year. So I thought in my mind that you guys were on the same, you know, wavelength with the time as well. I didn't know it was actually three. You were in this, you were in this a little longer, a lot longer, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you got some.
It has. I mean, I did slip up once. I will admit, I did slip up once.
Okay.
But as far as making a commitment, it has been 3 years. And I think for me, I realized my vulnerabilities.
Okay, wait, time out. Wait a minute. Hold up. So, you know I had to pause when you said I slipped up one time. So, okay, you had a slip up.
I did.
So, okay, all right. Mm-hmm. Now we got to count from, all right, so how do we count this? Do you count, like, as a day one?
No, for me, it's when I made the commitment.
Okay, so
when I made the vow.
All right, so yeah, when you made the vow, it would be... All right, so if you say I was... So were you celibate for 3 years, or did you slip up within that three-year period? And
I
then
slipped up within a three-year period.
Okay.
After the first year, I slipped up. So it's been 2 years, if you want to look at it
in those terms. All right, so we want to look at it as a straight time in. It would be 2 years.
Well, wait. One thing I want to say to that is because, like, I remember reading this in, like, the book, in The Weight.
Mm-hmm.
He was saying, like, look at celibacy the same way as a diet. Like, if you have a cheat day and have a bagel, are you going to say, like, I just gave up on the whole thing?
Right.
So it's like, it can kind of be seen the same way. Like, yeah, I've been working out for 6 months. I might have had one slice, but that don't mean my whole diet is done, right?
Exactly.
I had to stand up for her real quick.
No, I'm with you because I'm not saying that I'm not partial to like saying that are you for real celibate or not. But I just wanted to know, that was going to kind of open the gate to the next question. How did you say, well, you know what, I'm not going to, just like with a diet, actually, that was a perfect example. How did you not say, okay, I'm just going to be, you know, the same way forever? How did you kind of pick yourself up and kind of move forward?
After you made the slip up. Can you ask the question one more time? I don't get it. Say it again.
No, what I'm saying is treating it just like a diet. Yeah, how did you move forward? Because just think about, like, when you are trying to stop something, when you're trying to stop smoking, when you're trying to go on a diet, when you're trying to do anything, and when you slip up that first time, you kind of feel like the worst thing ever because you put so much into it, you pumped yourself up, and you already noticed, like, the time that you already had spent doing it. So for you, you had already been doing it for, like, almost, like, you know, however many months or weeks or whatever, and then you slipped up. So how were you able to kind of, like, get up from that and just be like, you know what, I can still keep going, you know what I mean? And how, you know, because I know a lot of women probably, and men, started out, you know, trying to be celibate, and what caused them maybe to say it wasn't for them or to feel like it was too hard is because they slipped up. You get what I'm saying?
Well, my experience with slipping up made me realize it was definitely for me. As far as to be celibate, it was a bad enough experience for me to realize that, number one, this is the way I should live my life. And number two, I need to hold myself accountable, but I shouldn't put so much emphasis on it, like the way Destiny said. Like, I shouldn't look at it as, like, this religious act. You know, it should be more organic. It should be something that I should feel in my heart is the right thing to do, mm-hmm. and want to do it for the right reasons. And I think when I started out, I was so super, like, conservative and so, you know, being careful about where I went and who I, you know, just very structured. And now it has become more organic, and I know that I want to do it from my heart, if that makes more sense, if that makes sense to you.
Yeah, it makes sense.
I think, like, my experience when I slipped up was enough for me to say, listen, I don't ever want to do this again. And I would say that God definitely chasing me for it, because it wasn't a pretty. It wasn't pretty. I was like, that's a death for this. But, yeah, I mean, I'm back on track now, and, you know, just living my life and, you know, being free, but still knowing that there are boundaries, because I know my vulnerabilities, okay. if that makes sense. But mm-hmm. I would definitely say the celibate route is definitely for me.
Okay, so what the next question would be is, how was dating? Like, knowing, you know, dating is so, it's already crazy in our age group anyway. So now you go on a date, and do you tell them on the first date, or do you kind of like go 3, 4, 5 dates in, or do you like keep dating? When is the right time to tell somebody that you're interested in, that you are celibate?
I personally would not tell them on the first date. Mm-hmm. Like, we're like just getting to know each other. However, I wouldn't tell them on date 7. It would have to be in between. Like, we're starting to get to know each other, and mm-hmm. feelings might develop. I don't want you thinking that it's about to go down by the 4th date. Like, I'm a firm believer in, like, I don't want people to waste my time, so I don't want to waste your time. And, you know, everybody out there, they press for money, right? Mm-hmm. I don't want to waste your money either. Like, all of that is, like, but I don't think that's a first date conversation. Like, so, you giving it up? Like, I feel like if somebody said that to me, really?
Yeah.
So it's, like, that's something that, like Sade said, like, I think celibacy has this, like, stigma, but it should really be organic, right? It should just, you shouldn't program, okay, date number 3 at 7 p.m. Like, just let it happen. But I definitely don't think you should say that from the jump, because what I am realizing is that being celibate is also a very intimate part of you, and everybody doesn't deserve that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody shouldn't be, because I had an experience with that. Somebody made a few references to me having sex with them, and I basically said that I was celibate to shut them up. Mm-hmm. But what, I didn't say it with the intent of, like, I really want this person to get to know me. It's like, look, I'm celibate, it's not going down, stop.
Mm-hmm.
You see, like, it wasn't, and that was after knowing him for one day, less than a day. I was like, it's not going down, stop asking me, I'm celibate, so that's it. So it's like, it should be genuine on both ends. Just like, you know, I'm really into AVNC, I'm also celibate. Mm-hmm. Not like, hey, don't ask me because I'm not going back to your house, so I'm celibate. Right. Yeah. And I think that was, like, my first experience with guys. Like, I would say it on the first date.
Mm-hmm.
Almost, like, as a way to hold myself accountable. You know, mm-hmm. like, this is what I am. And to kind of give them the choice of what they wanted to do. And then the last guy that I would say went on a date with, I didn't say it in the first conversation. I kind of waited and let it happen organically. And homeboy was like, when were you going to tell me? Mm-hmm. I was like, it's been 2 days.
Yeah, that makes sense. I feel like the first date would have been a little much. So
yeah, I'm like, that's like a lot.
Yeah, I feel like it is very emotional, and it's very inner. So I don't even know, even if you were with it or not with it, I still feel like that would be something that it would be hard to move past in conversation. It's just like,
yeah, but then, like, hey, I'm Destiny and I'm celibate, let's go inside. Like, why? Can't we just, like, get the ice going a little bit, little icebreaker? That doesn't have to be an icebreaker. You know, it's like, if that's who we are, it will come out eventually. It doesn't have to be a first date kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But, and it shouldn't be forced either. Like in my example, it was just like, fine, this is it, don't ask me again. That type of thing.
So how has it been, you know, practicing celibacy? How has it helped you mentally and emotionally? I mean, we spoke about the idea that you ladies both wanted to become celibate because for spiritual reasons, and, you know, to live a God life, a way of life, a source of lifestyle. So how has it helped you? Because I know we always talk about, like, the negatives when it comes to being celibate. Like, oh my God, I can't date, or, you know, I just can't. It's always the can't. So how has it helped you? You know, what are the positives besides picking up a great hobby? But how has it helped you, like, emotionally and, you know, spiritually as well as, you know, mentally?
I think first, if you feel that you can't do it, you know, and it's just too much, then it really probably isn't your time to do it. You know, I would have to find a balance between encouraging someone to do it. Like, I would express what I do, but I would find it really hard to encourage someone else to do it, if that makes sense, because I feel like it has to be a personal choice.
Mm-hmm.
But the question was, now what's my train of thought?
How has it helped you? How has it helped you emotionally? Yeah, emotionally and, you know, spiritually, because I said, basically, like, you know, when you're trying to do anything, we always look at the negatives of something, like, oh my God, it's so hard, it's so this. But, you know, it is a positive to, you know, the positives of, you know, deciding that, you know what, the next person that I give my body to in that way is going to be my husband. So how has it helped you, you know, in your life, your everyday life, your mental, your emotions, you know, and, you know, just moving forward as you grow as an adult and, you know, live?
You can go ahead. Oh, okay. I feel as though celibacy has opened my eyes to a lot of things. I felt like up until last year, I was living life with glasses on. Like, seriously. And I felt like, for example, let's say I was dating a boy and I had sex with him. I would always think about that sex at some point, even when that person was being a jerk. So it's like, now if you're a jerk, you are just a jerk. I can't say, plus, the sex is pretty good. It's just, no, you are who you are, and I just have to take it for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like I am forced to see things clearer, and that's what you need. Because oftentimes we like that extra filter, and I feel like being celibate has helped me, like, to even see things about myself that I didn't know were there. Because I've been forced to spend time with myself. Oftentimes, we don't spend time with ourselves. We have to be with somebody or be around somebody, and when you're not doing any of those things, it's like, Destiny, what's up? I'm Destiny. Like, I feel like I'm getting to know myself, and that's the first time that I've ever done that. And I realized that right when I became celibate, I started a new job teaching teens how to have a healthy relationship, and I felt like I was not practicing what I was preaching.
Mm-hmm.
Now I can honestly say that, yes, I am. Like, I have a healthy relationship with myself, and I encourage them to do the same. But I would not be able to do that had I not made that decision to be celibate.
You better go ahead and preach.
I don't think, like, I would be as good at my job if I was still giving myself to people that were not meant to be in my future.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. But I completely agree with the part about being alone.
Mm-hmm.
You spend a lot of time alone when you're celibate. I mean, not when you're celibate, but I should have phrased that differently. I spent a lot of time alone being celibate and single, and I really got an opportunity to learn myself, you know, learn who I was, learn my vulnerabilities, understand the reason I probably can't be in a relationship right now, my faults, my flaws, you know, who I was as a woman. Just so many different things. You grow closer to Christ. For me, I've grown so much closer to Him. I feel like my spiritual life has increased a lot, too. I just matured on a spiritual level, and then it just does something. Like, it gives you a certain level of confidence. Like, you have to have faith and confidence if you're going to be celibate in this world,
mm-hmm.
you know, because it's not something that's easily accepted. So you go out there in the dating scene, and you know that a lot of guys that you may be interested in may not be interested in you because you're celibate. So your faith has to increase. You know, your confidence in yourself has to increase during that time frame. If not, you'll feel defeated, you know? Mm-hmm. So I feel like it has definitely helped me with those areas. And it was one of the best decisions that I made for my life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you think that...
You know how you asked us about, like, how sex is often promoted in, like, the media and stuff?
Yeah.
Being alone is not really promoted. Everything that we are doing is the opposite of what's promoted. Like, right. Relationship goals are promoted. Nobody talks about a relationship with yourself. So that's why, that's another way that, like, you can get triggered. Like, just how, like, sex can trigger you.
like you wanting to always be with someone can definitely deter you from being celibate, because it's like, I don't want this person to leave me, or what if nobody dates me, like Sade, but it's, like Sade stated, but it's still like, I'm being true to myself, and if you right. don't like me how I am, why are you even dating me?
Yeah.
And that's what and sometimes it's a hard pill to swallow, especially if you're a super zaddy, but you're not that much of a zaddy, you can't expect
But that's what I was going to ask you as well, specifically Sade, when you said you were in a relationship, a long-term relationship before you decide, you know, to become celibate, was how was it kind of just being by yourself? You know, people can break up with people all the time and they take that pretty hard because it's the everyday small details, you know, just going to movies with somebody, hanging out with them, you know, your IG is popping, whatever it is. How did you then take that leap and say, not only am I going to be single, I'm going to be single and celibate? And, you know, when you have those moments of feeling like, you know, just kind of how Destiny described it, of, you know, kind of being by yourself and not having those intimate, you know, moments that you were kind of used to. How did you kind of, I guess for women that are interested in, you know, trying to take this lifestyle, because I think that more women are interested in practicing celibacy, but they're scared about that part right there, the aloneness of it all.
Like, I think I said, I didn't really think too much into it when I made the decision to do it because of how God brought it to me. Like, he literally showed me my future if I decided to live for him truly, and he showed me my future, what it would be if I didn't decide. So for me, I was so passionate about the things that he had for me that I was willing to give up what I was doing, sex, for my future. You know, like, when I weigh the two things, I'm like, either I'm going to continue to keep having sex or I'm going to get everything that God has for me. And I felt like everything that God had for me was so much more. So when I did it, I didn't feel, it was weird. I'm like, this has to be God, because I didn't feel any emotions about it. Like, as far as the breakup, like, I was happy, you know, I was happy. And then I realized that the person that I was with for 7 years wasn't truly committed to me anyway, because when I positioned the idea, I mean, gave him the idea, it was, there was no talk of marriage, there was no talk of anything. So I was kind of happy that God showed me that to do it, you know, at that moment, so that we can become clear on those things. So it wasn't maybe until a few, you know, months in that I realized, like, this is pretty lonely. And then, like, a year passed, it was really lonely. And then 2 years, it was extremely lonely. I had my times of loneliness and aloneness. But in those times, I used it to focus on me. And I got so much, I gained so much in that, that outweighed the loneliness. Do you know what I'm saying? Because you could be with someone and be alone. You could be with someone and not know yourself. And there's so many people who jump from relationship to relationship when they have not really figured out who they are. You know, and I feel like it's so much more important to spend time with yourself and figure out who you are before you connect yourself with another individual. Like, to me, that's, like, so important, and we kind of miss that because of the desire to be with someone. So you just have to, you know, lay it out before you and see what is going to outweigh what. If that makes sense. And for me, my goals were much more important to me than the act of sex. So that kind of has helped me. But, you know, we're human and we have our moments. We just fill those moments with different things, like Destiny said, hobbies, reading, studying, hanging out with friends. Like, you know, find out what it is to be, like, make yourself happy, you know.
So for you, like, Destiny, the same question. How was it when you first decided to say, you know what, I'm going to be celibate? What was, like, your Monday? So if you decided on Friday, how was, like, your Monday? Just like with a diet, it's like, okay, today is the day I'm going on, you know, my diet, I'm gonna eat well, I'm throwing out old junk food, and then reality set in. So what did you do to kind of get past that?
Well, I had started a new job, so that took up a lot of my time. I was training, and I'm still very passionate about teaching youth about what a healthy relationship is. So during that time, I wasn't in a 7-year relationship, but I was in a long relationship that took a lot out of me. I would honestly say that I was on the verge of hitting rock bottom again. And it was just like, enough. Like, I can't do this to myself again. And that job was so important to me, and I was going to work crying, getting a headache. It's like, I can't even do my job. So it was like, I felt like with me, I had no choice but to make a change.
And I, similar to what Sade said, like, I got this really good opportunity, and I feel as though I needed to see things clearer on my own. Like, I feel like we are trained to do things for other people all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Whether your boyfriend or your sister or your friend, or it's like, do this for destiny. And I can't remember, like, the sequence of events. Like, oh my gosh, on December 2nd, I felt like blah. But I do remember when I did read that book, when I read The Weight, it solidified it. It was more like, because that book just came out this year, but I made my commitment last year. When I read that book, it gave me more of a boost of confidence. Like, if you are walking in your purpose, wouldn't you want to date somebody, or marry, never mind dating, wouldn't you want to marry somebody who can help you with your purpose, and they're already walking in their purpose? Like, that's the kind of relationship goal that I want. And I did not really imagine that until being celibate. Like, it just opened my eyes to more possibilities.
Did either of you lose any friends, or you had to cut certain people off because it was just kind of like they were Debbie Downers about it? Because, you know, when you're trying to do something different, or that's kind of going against quote unquote the norm, you always have people that's just like, girl, you better stop it. Like, this ain't us. And if you did, how did you kind of move past it? Or I guess kind of like just say, you know what, it'll be what it is. And I'll just, this is just for me. It's not for my friends or my family or whoever. So either one of you can ask.
I personally did not lose anybody of like importance to me, like, mm-hmm. because of celibacy. No, it was more so, I felt like people were treating me like a science project. Like, 1 year. Like, it was more like that. It wasn't like, nah, still, you some bougie type. It was just like, nah, what?
Mm-hmm.
A year? Nah. Like, asking me questions and stuff. And I've actually had a couple friends come to me and say they want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So I've gotten pretty positive feedback. But remember when I said I had told that guy so that he would stop asking me?
Mm-hmm.
We sent maybe 3 texts back and forth after that, and I never heard from him again.
Mm-hmm.
But at the time, I was like, he is popping. I was so interested in that boy. But once I revealed that part of me, he was not around for longer than 30 minutes after that. So it's like, but even though that's a hard pill to swallow, I would rather you show me that in the beginning than me have sex with you and then see, oh, that's why you were here.
Yeah.
So it's like you said, it doesn't really weigh out, honestly. It's like, I would rather you leave on day one than me fall in love with you in 2 years and you like, oh, like, you gave it up. So,
mm-hmm.
So like, I feel like people treat celibacy, okay, up until last year, I feel like I treated celibacy like a science project. Like, how do you do that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how? But it's like, I feel like people think celibacy is boring. Celibacy is actually fun. Because the way I was feeling before when I was having sex was not fun.
Mm-hmm.
The heartbreak, the crying, the headache, the, oh, how can they do? That's not fun.
Right.
I don't feel that way right now about anyone. If I do, it's not about that. It's not like, how could I have sex with this person and they take a piece of me and leave? Now it's like, oh, you are a jerk. Thank you for mm-hmm. showing me. Like, it just feels different. Like, that, back in the day, or back last year or 2 years before that, everything that I was doing was hurting me. Like, now I don't feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
Having sex is fun when you are having sex with the right person.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's an important part that people don't talk about. It's like, it's just more like, let's just have sex and let's have a good time because it's fun and it feels good. It feels good during, but what about after?
Yeah.
What about after that comes with it? The drama, the feelings, the attachment. All of that people don't want to talk about, but it's there. Like, just because you don't want to talk about it doesn't mean it's not there.
So do you think that as a society, we're kind of like out of control when it comes to sex? Like, when, I mean, social media, you have TV, you have radio, you have everything that's promoting sex. So if we live in that over-sexualized world, especially when it comes to Black women, in particular, it's like, I don't want to say that guys kind of approach us with this idea that we just going to be down for whatever, but I do think that, like, our, in their minds, like, our sex game is supposed to be, like, amped all the way up. It's like, we're just, like, these, we're just ready, you know, and if we're not, it's almost like, are you crazy? And has the effects of that kind of played a part into how you date and what guys expect from you off the bat? Because even if you don't tell people that you're celibate, I mean, everybody knows, even like a guy sliding your DM and be like, yo, what's good? And you kind of know that what's good doesn't mean they want to take you out on a date and get to know you. You know what I mean? Right. So already knowing that from the gate, and now you saying that you're celibate, how has that, you know, I guess, changed the game for you when it comes to dating? And, you know, I know I asked like a couple of questions in one, but if you could take it from the top.
Yeah, I think it's funny you say that. I just recently started, I would say, dating. I hadn't really spent time by myself. And I was like, I don't know if I've been out the game for a while, but are dudes really expecting you to sleep with them within a week?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So it's like, we're so, and like, the dating game is really, it's bad. It's crappy.
Crazy. And on the first date, the dude said to me, you know, these 2016 women, you know, they're savages, and they just want to have sex with guys, and they don't want to have any feelings attached. And I'm just looking at him like, that sounds like a dude to me. So I'm thinking he's a good guy, you know. But at the end, that's the same thing that he wanted, which I didn't really understand. So I definitely do think that women have tried to be, I guess, play that guy role, and you know, try to have sex and not feel emotion so they can get what they want from gentlemen. So I definitely do think it has changed, and I believe that's the reason why guys have this expectation of women. Like, you're going to be just like the rest of them. So that's kind of hard to deal with, especially, like, out the gate, I told the guy I was celibate, but he still had it in the back of my mind that I was going to drop my drawers. And I'm just like, that's not going to happen. So it definitely is an interesting dating dynamic, but for me, I decided to just fall back, you know, and wait for, I think you forget, like, to wait for the person that God has for me. So I'm really not interested in going out dating random guys anymore. You know, I'm going to just fall back and just wait, you know, so I don't have to deal with that nonsense. And I'm going to try that out for a while and see how that works for me. So if that answers your question.
Yeah.
I think it comes, I feel like a part of it is not just women and the way women act, but it's men and their entitlement. Like, I'm really realizing their high level of entitlement. It's like, you are a girl, you are supposed to give me your number and have sex with me, and if you don't, how dare you? Mm-hmm. It's like, that's like their A, B, and C. Not all of them, but a lot that I have, like, had conversations with, and it's like, no. A lot of people are not used to being told no, especially when they are used to getting what they want from women. Mm-hmm. When you're like, oh, I'm celibate, it's not going down. It's like, what?
Yeah.
But it's like, I said what I said.
Mm-hmm.
And another technique is you have to detour. Like, one experience that I always have that I used to feed into when I was younger, people asking me what sign I am. As soon as I say I'm a Scorpio, oh, I heard about Scorpios. Now I'll be like, oh, okay. I don't want to know what you heard because I already know what you're going to say. Now I'll be like, oh, I heard we have respect. What'd you hear?
Yeah.
Like it's not going to, oh, I heard y'all was freaks. Oh, okay, well, I don't know what Scorpios do. So I'm not going to say, right, don't know.
Yeah.
I'm not going to engage in sexual conversation with you. Like, because it starts there. I'm not going to, well, you know, I do get a little down in there. No, it's, oh, okay, I heard. So, you did? Okay. Cool. You have to, like, shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Some people will take one green light and get the other green light. And it's like, no, I stopped you at 59th Street. Stop trying to go to 42nd. Like, stop.
All right, so in waiting, I think this is a question that I just thought about this. In waiting, because I know that, Sade, you said you're 30, and Destiny, you said you're 27, right? So we're at that interesting time where it's like, you know, a lot of your friends are getting married, they're settling down, they're having children, and you guys are still waiting. So the whole topic of the wait is that the idea that you're waiting. And so, I mean, I mean, society always tells us if you're like a certain age and you're not booed up and you're not married or you're not, you know, have a significant other, then it's like you're in the danger zone. And so both of you guys being in that area, that age bracket, and then being black women, how does that scare you?
Girl, you're scared of your parents and your family and everyone's
I would say the same thing at the Thanksgiving, at Thanksgiving dinner.
Right. That's what I was saying earlier about faith. Like, honestly, I have a conversation with God about this all the time. Like, I'm not out here just, it's not always sunny. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm always asking God, like, okay, God, but when? Okay, God, but what else do I need to do? Okay, God, but, like, what else am I missing? You know, but I have faith. Like, I have faith in God, and it's because I've seen him work in my life in other areas. So I know if he could bless me with jobs that I ask for and opportunities that I ask for, then I know that he will bless me in the relationship. And I try not to focus on that as much because we can make that our idol. You know, and I don't think that's important. So for me, it's just, I just have faith in God. And I know that he'll bless me if it's in his will to do when he wants at his time, you know, in his time. So that's what I focus on. And I said the other day, I'd rather be with, I'd rather wait and be with the right person than rush to be with the wrong person, you know, just to catch up with what society is doing. My life has never really been something standardized or expected, you know. It's been unique and different in its own way. So even my relationship is going to be the same way. So that's what I bank on. God coming through, pretty much.
Destiny, that was a good answer.
I think that a lot of people have their own opinions about how you should live your life. For example, like you said, Destiny, you're such and such. You have a degree. You have this. You have that. Why don't you have a man? It's like, can I be in a relationship with myself first?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just realized the right way to live last year. Like, it's not going to just come in 24 hours because I finally had the light bulb go off. Like, I am, okay, I feel like other people might not approve of where my life is and it's standing, but if I like where I am right now, isn't that all that matters?
Yeah.
Right.
And I know that if I were to be given a child 3 years ago or 4 years ago or a husband 3 years ago or 4 years ago, I would probably be the worst of both of those things. And I don't want to be that way. I have things with Destiny that I need to deal with before I give my energy to a man and a child. Like, those, I feel like those are not things that you should take lightly. And I take family so, like, my family is everything to me. And I want to be the mother that I was raised. There's no way I could be that mother a year ago just because I was having sex. There's no way. So it's like, am I really doing me or my daughter or son or my husband any justice? No. Mm-hmm. So I, of course, like Sade said, there are times that I feel like, Dad, yo, can you send my hoe?
Mm-hmm.
But on most days, it's like, I have a lot. Whatever you focus on is what's going to grow, right? So if I'm focusing on me growing as a person, then that's what will, like, harvest, right? You have to, being celibate has forced me to change my way of thinking. I cannot say, I am celibate because I want a husband. No, I'm celibate because I want to be happy. Mm-hmm. It's about me first, right? It's not about that other component of life. Like, how am I supposed to get there if I'm not who I need to be yet?
Mm-hmm.
And Sade had mentioned that before, like, a lot of people do not know who they are. My aunt used to ask me that all the time, and I would get frustrated because I did not know the answer. I can confidently say who I am now, and there's no coincidence that I've been able to do that within this 1 year of exploring me as a person, me as Destiny.
Yeah, I got y'all Oprah answers on fleek out here. So what advice would you give to a what advice would you give to, right? What advice would you give to a young woman? Not a young woman, just a woman, because she doesn't have to be young. I think being a young woman, I'm a little tongue-tied. You both can give advice to that age demographic, but I think anybody can, you know, take from it, whether you're 30, whether you're 40, however old you are, because, you know, you can always practice celibacy at any time, but I do think as young women, it is like admirable to see that, you know, there's still, I don't want to be funny, but you just got to be frank, there's still good girls, because we've made like the bad girls, you know, like how they be saying, like the quote unquote hoes be winning. You know what I mean? I feel like we've kind of all played into that. So I feel like even if you're the good girl, they're like, good girls are trying to like switch it up now. That's not even like their personalities or their traits or anything. And I remember, like, because I really love Brandy, and I remember she was going through something just with music, and she said, I can't be Beyonce, that's not me. She didn't know how to be that type of, like, I guess sexy and that type of whatever. That's good for Beyonce, but for Brandy, it didn't even look good on her, you know what I mean? So I'm just like, with us, like, as women trying to, like, so hard to just play into whatever is, like, the it girl to be. At one point, the it girl was to have, like, a fake body. Now everybody's saying they want real bodies. You know, so it's always changing. So it's, like, what advice would you give to a young woman or, you know, a woman in our age group that is kind of, like, wanting to try the whole celibacy thing, but they just really don't know? And I think that, this is me giving my opinion now, I think that a lot of times it's not so much that we don't know what we want to do. We kind of do want, we know that this is something that we would be interested in or whatever it is. It's just that we're so afraid of what people will think. And so I think that stops us, because we're always taught that, you know, we need to have a husband by this day. We need to have a boyfriend. We need to have a family. So it's like, if I'm already being told that I'm a black woman and it's hard for me to date anyway, according to every blog or news story, we're like so hard to date or whatever, which is just completely false. And then I'm adding that, oh, and now I want to be celibate. It's like, girl, are you ever going to find, am I ever going to find, you know, the right? It's like, I keep adding extra layers onto, you know, onto myself that wouldn't be, you know, good. But at the same time, I want to do something for myself that I think will, you know, help me grow mentally, spiritually, emotionally, and give me that confidence. So what would you say to that girl, or that woman, rather?
I would say self-awareness is important. Reflection, prayer is so key to a component to making a decision to be celibate, because you have to know what you're doing it for and why. And really be clear about that. And for me, it was my relationship with God in Christ that really helped me make that decision. I don't think if I didn't know God and I didn't know Christ, I wasn't really connected to my higher power. I don't think I would have ever made a decision to be celibate, to be honest. But because I know who He is, and I know who I am in Him, and I know what He expects of me, it's made my decision so much easier. So I would say definitely reflect on it, pray on it, you know, ask God for guidance as far as making a decision, because you're going to need His help to do it. Mm-hmm. It's only by His grace, you know, that I'm able to do it. I cannot do this in my own strength. Like, I have to pray to Him continually to give me the strength to, you know, not be distracted or not fall into temptation, you know, or give me the grace if I do fall to make me not feel shame. So it has a lot to do with your alignment with God, you know, and aware of what you want in your life, and also reflecting on your life, because sometimes we do things and we get the same results from it, and we continue to do it. Look back and see where sex has, where you have ended, like, where have you ended up by doing it? Like, how has it been impactful in your life? Like, what kind of things have you gained from it? You know, and see if the bad outweighs the good. And for me, the bad, you know, outweigh the good, which is the reason why I decided, another reason why I decided to be celibate. So it's all personal, you know. I feel like it's hard for me to force someone to do it, but I take back what I said earlier. I can encourage someone to at least think about it and at least pray about it, you know, and analyze if it's something that you're willing to do for your life. And you really can't focus on other people's statistics and what people say. Like, you're living your life for you, you know. And that's just the way I look at it.
And you, Destiny?
I would tell a woman that is thinking about being celibate, one, not to come down hard on herself, because I feel as though sex and woman equals these bad misconceptions. It's like, if you are having sex, you're not the worst person in the world, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't like always being labeled like, oh my gosh, you're celibate, you're good. Like, I was good when I was still having sex. I just did not know why I was doing it. What made me feel good doesn't mean I'm a bad person, mm-hmm. right? So I think it comes with
because I personally, I don't like when people say that about women and having sex. It's like, sex is a part of life. Sex is not just for men. However, wouldn't you want to have sex with somebody that makes you feel good after and before the sex?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, I can't stand this person. We argue all the time, but the sex is so good. It's like, but y'all still can't stand each other.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, you... I think what Sade said, you have to think about why you are being celibate. I think that celibacy is a really, really, really big commitment to yourself. And I think that you have, that's something that you have to repeat.
Mm-hmm.
You are not being celibate for someone else. You are being celibate for you and God, and that's between y'all two.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You know, like my, what is it? Like mine's attract, you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah,
like mine attract like mine, like you... It will enhance. Celibacy is fun. I would just say that. It is fun. Delete every misconception you had about celibacy. I still say zaddy. I am still a bird. All of that, but I'm just celibate.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think people have FOMO, you know, like fear of missing out. Like, I don't feel like I'm missing out on that much because of what I've gained, like Sade said, like the comparison of like what I had when I was having sex compared to what I have now is not on any way even in the same playing field. Like, I really believe that I have found my purpose. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't get any better than that. And I'm 1,000% sure I was not singing that same song 3 years ago. And I want that for everybody, not just women. Like, I want men to do that same thing, because then we will all have better relationships when we're all working on ourselves.
Yeah, I completely agree with that. So what type of guys are you interested in finding? I mean, that's the next thing. Once you found, I guess, yourself, or once you made this idea that you're going to, once you kind of go into it and you're like, you know what, I've spent time with myself. Now what kind of, you know yourself now, what kind of guys are you interested in? I'm sure it's going to be some guy out here that's practicing the weight and he listening to this and he like, I want to know these girls. So what kind of guys are you interested in?
I'm interested in somebody that has put in enough work in themselves as I have done in mine, because I do not have any children, so I don't want to raise anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've done all this work by myself. What have you ever been by yourself? Have you ever gotten to know yourself? What do you like? What is your purpose? I need a man with vision. He gotta be popping. He gotta be smart. He gotta be funny. But he has to be grounded in something. Because I feel like I know that I'm a very passionate, not sexually, like just as a person, I'm passionate about what I believe in. I'd wanna, I keep saying date, but marry somebody who has those same core values. Somebody who's walking in his purpose and I am walking in mine. I call it, or Megan Good and Devon Franklin have called it, a purpose partner. That's what I want. I am not settling for anything less than that.
Well, you better go ahead. And Sade?
If you would have asked me this question about 4 months ago, I would have gave you my list of what I'm looking for in a man. But I had to throw that out, and honestly, I just want who God has for me.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, like, you know, God said that he'll give us the desires of our hearts. He knows what we need, he knows what we want, and he'll put that together in a man. And whoever that man is, I'm ready for him. I mean, God knows what I desire, you know, but I don't know if what I desire is what he desires for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of have to surrender my will, you know, and my desires to him, and know that he has somebody that is perfect, you know, for me. So that's my answer to that.
Well, that was a great conversation, and I think that it will inspire, hopefully, the whole point of this conversation was kind of to have this candid conversation about, you know, what it means to be celibate, to throw out some of the myths, to kind of like open people's mind about the possibilities that you can have if you decide to choose a life that doesn't involve sex, or waiting to get married to have sex. and having real people talk about it, real sisters talk about, you know, their experiences and what they've been doing, what they are going through. So I want to thank both you ladies for taking the time out to speak with me, because I know, I feel it in my spirit that some woman is going to listen to this and just be like, you know what, I can do it because they are doing it. And, you know, you're living proof that it's possible, and that you don't have to kind of like change who you are to fit whatever the mold is that society is putting on us, and that choosing something for yourself because you want it to grow closer to God or to grow as a woman and to, you know, have the confidence in knowing that, you know, what I'm doing is right because it's for me. So I think it will help somebody. It's definitely been enlightening for me. And so thank you again. And that concludes this interview. Y'all have been amazing. If you want to tell people where they can find you, if you're on like social media, well, it might be a couple guys that might want to follow you now. Social media, if you have any like websites, any events coming up, you can share it right now.
You can find me on Instagram at Sade Solomon, SadeSolomon. Instagram is the same. I'm sorry, Facebook is the same. Sade Solomon.
I'm mainly on Instagram, destiny.mabry, destiny like the word, .mabry. Follow me. Let's talk.
Okay. Thank you, ladies. And again, this has been another great episode of the Sister Girls Podcast. We'll be here same time next week, and we'll probably be discussing something else that y'all be talking about at lunch, but don't be talking about anywhere else. So tune into next time. Later, guys.